Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 20th, Thursday. Today's topic is 2019, day 171. Today's topic, someone drew his bow at random and hit Ahab between the section of his armor, and he died. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 136, verses 1 to 9, 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 1 to 53, Acts chapter 13, verses 16 to 41, Proverbs 17, verses 17 to 18. Today's passage is from 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 30 to 35. King Ahab of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will enter the battle in disguise, but you wear your royal robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. Now the king of Aram had ordered his 32 chariot commanders, do not fight with anyone, small or great, except the king of Israel. When the chariot commander saw Jehoshaphat, they thought, surely this is the king of Israel. So they turned to attack him. But when Jehoshaphat cried out, the chariot commander saw that he was not the king of Israel and stopped pursuing him. But someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the sections of his armor. The king told his chariot driver, "Will around and get me out of the fighting. I've been wounded." All day long the battle raged, and the king was propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans. The blood from his wound ran into the floor of the chariot, and that evening he died. Let's have the time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Yesterday's topic is trust in the Lord. Wicked as Ahab had victory. Bad as Saul became Paul. Today we look at a ridiculous example just opposite to yesterday's topic. Even though God gave many chances for Ahab to repent, but he insisted to be wicked. So, because of his not listening to Micaiah, the prophet's warning, and he used his own way to enter the battle in disguise. Anyway, when God acted, no one can get away. Someone drew his bow at random and hit Ahab between the sections of his armor, and he died. Oh, people. Why are you so foolish? Return to God and obey His command. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to trust in you. that we can have victory each day and that we won't be deceived by Satan to step into his trap, his tailor-made trap for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of warning have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to trust in the Lord each day that you won't be deceived by Satan to step into his trap tailor-made for you? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.